And I just want to talk tonight about the will of God on my life and the will of God on your life tonight. And you say, preacher, I don't know what the will of God is on my life. Can I know what the will of God is on my life? According to the Word of God, you and I both can know what the will of God is on our life. You can know tonight if you're in the will of God. You can know tonight if the will of God is on your life. If you got breath in your lungs, He's got a will for you, and He's wanting that will to work out in your life in a way that would be pleasing and honoring to Him. This morning we preached, "Are you ready?" or "I'm ready." And Paul said, "I'm ready to preach." And the reason he was ready to preach, because he was in the will of God. He was right where God would have him to be. But tonight I want to look at Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 10, and we're going to read it. And then we're going to go through 6 different passages in the Bible, how we can know the will of God on our life. How we can know what God's will is on every believer's life tonight. There's nothing more greater, and Brother Keith, you can give me an amen, than being in the will of God. But there's nothing more worse than being out of the will of God. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 10, I would ask you to stand as we read in reverence the reading of God's Word. Romans 1:10, the will of God in our life. And the Bible says, "Making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence again tonight, Father, I thank you, Father God, that your will is all over our lives. Lord, I thank you tonight that there's evidence all over us tonight that we can be in your will. Lord, I thank you tonight for a church that is in your will tonight. Lord God, I thank you tonight for salvation, the one that we had this morning. Lord, I thank you tonight that not only is she saved, but tonight she'll come for scriptural baptism. And Lord, I pray tonight for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, that we just line up with your will tonight. Father, tonight, guard my throat, guard my thoughts, everything that I would say. Let everything, please, Father, everything I say be all about you. Lord, I do know that I have an opinion, but Father, I pray tonight it get not in the way. And it's just be Bible tonight. Lord, I don't know if we need revival as much as we need the Bible. Lord God, we need to turn to you and your word and study your word. So I ask you tonight to let us be in your will so we won't be in your way. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The will of God in our life, to walk in the will of God the way He'd have us to walk and live the way He'd have us to live. Paul here, when he went to preach the gospel under the will of God, he said, "For now I am ready to preach the gospel." He was ready to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For us to be ready to share the gospel, we must know God's will on our life. Tonight, every believer that's ever been born again, your will tonight is to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, He saved you to share that good news. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach," and go tell the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, you've been saved, I've been saved, and we got good news that there's hope for America. There's hope for the churches. There's hope for our families. There's hope tonight. And you say, "Preacher, it looks awful dark, and it looks awful gloom, and it looks awful dim." Hey, can I say to you tonight, if we look through the eyes of Jesus, it looks bright, amen? Hey, our future looks bright as a church. Hey, God's still on the throne, amen? Hey, the world's doing what they're supposed to do. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do, and that's to spread the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But tonight, as we look at this, I want to look tonight as, what is God's will on your life? And how do we know what God's will is on our life? How do we know it's more than just getting saved and sitting? How do we know it's more than just getting saved and going to church on Sunday night and Wednesday? How do we know that there's more to it than that? Well, tonight I want to look at 6 different areas in the Word of God tonight and show you God's will on your life, God's will on my life, and what we're supposed to be doing. Number 1 tonight, if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 18, I'd like to share this with you tonight. The will of God, God's will in our life, it can be known tonight. Every believer tonight, you can know God's will on your life tonight and what God has called you to do. I want you to look with me tonight in Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 18. And the Bible says, "And knowest His will." There we go. We can know His will that is on our life. "And knowest His will, and approveth these things, that are more excellent being instructed out of the law. Tonight, when we come here, we can know tonight God's will. It can be known in our life. Some things that we just know on our life tonight, and he cautioned us about some things in the law tonight. Tonight I tell you and I share with you tonight what the Bible says here in Romans chapter number 2, that it can be known in our life. There's three things here in this text that he cautions us against tonight. And one of them tonight is this, is hypocrisy tonight. And tonight I want you to know he cautions you and he cautions me against hypocrisy tonight. One in hypocrisy would be this, it would be deceitfulness, dishonesty, or not to do what you say that you do. He says tonight, God's will on my life and your life is this, what you say, we must do. We must do what we say. As a born-again believer tonight, there's one thing that we ought to be able to stand on, and it's this in our life. When we tell an individual something, we should be able to do it. Amen? Look with me here, if you will, as we look down through here, three things. Number one he starts with is stealing tonight. Look in verse number 21 of Romans chapter number 2. You say, what could God's will be on my life tonight? Number one, we shouldn't steal. Look what he says here. Thou therefore which teachest another, teach not thyself also. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Tonight when we come here, he said, you can know some things in your life. And he points out three. Number one is he says that we must not steal. If we preach not steal, do not steal. The Bible says, will you rob God? And he says, you rob me in your tithes and your offerings. He robbed me in places in your life. Tonight, as a born-again believer, there's one thing God's will on your life and my life is I or never be mentioned to me that I'm a thief. I should never be mentioned that in my life that I'm stealing anything tonight. But number two tonight, we see, look in verse number 22. He says, thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery. Look here. There's some things that we can know. Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? He said, if you're preaching one thing, make sure you're living what you're preaching. He said, make sure you're living what you're preaching. Look here as we get on down through here in verse number 23. Look what he says. That thou makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles to you as it is written. He says tonight that there's some things that we can be known in our life. I'd say to you tonight to be known in your life, there were to be things that should not be mentioned about a child of God tonight. He says in Romans 2:18, there's some things that can be known and his will is known on your life. I told you about the man that told me that he lived under grace. He was the New Ager. He lived under grace and what grace would do in his life. And I told you what I told him at the beach. Well, grace, man, I live under grace. I believe grace. I believe I'm saved by grace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want you to know tonight that there's a law that we still have in the Word of God tonight. And there's some things that would not be named among God's children tonight. Can I get a witness tonight? Hey, if there's one thing a pastor ought to be, and a deacon ought to be, and a church member ought to be, they ought to be faithful. They ought not be stealing. They ought to be faithful in what they do, and they ought to stand upright in the community that we live in. I never disagree with that. Hey, can I say to you tonight, a man of God, a child of God, a woman of God tonight, adultery should never be named among them tonight. Hey, tonight, hypocrisy should never be named amongst us tonight. We should walk the way God has called us to walk. And tonight, the one will that he has put on your life and he's put on my life, that will is this, that we walk in the community that we live in and we live up to what he's called us to do. Amen? He wants us to walk that way. He says that will can be known in your life. But number two tonight, not only can the will be known, but number two, if you'll turn with me to Romans 12:2, the will can be proved in your life. Not only can it be known in your life, but it can be proved. If you'll turn with me to Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 2, the will of God in our life, that the will be done that God would have us to do. Tonight, I want you to know not only God's will can be known, but God's will can be performed, can be proved in our life. Tonight, I tell you I'm born again. I said, preacher, how can we know that you're born again? There ought to be proof in my life by the way that I walk, by the way that I talk, and by the way that I live tonight. There's somebody watching you tonight. Did you know that? When you get saved, the world puts on spiritual binoculars. And they put you on there and they get watching you. And they watch how you live and how you hold yourself and what character, how you take yourself. He says tonight God's will can be known, but it can also be proved in our life. Look what he says here in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 2. And the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world. When you're saved, you're not conformed to this world. Hello. You're not conformed to this world. He said, be not conformed to this world. So a saved person, we don't do as the world does. We don't conform to this world. When the world living the way they're living, the church don't live that way. The church don't live that way. Tonight, the born again is the church. We live differently. We don't live as the world. Look what he says. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He says tonight that that will can be proved in your life, number one, by the renewing of your mind. Hey, when I got saved and he saved my soul, I could tell the first thing that God started working on in me was my mind. Man, when I got saved, the first thing, he started proving salvation in my life, he started working on my mind. The things I used to think, I didn't think that way no more. The things I used to watch, the things I used to listen to, the TV shows I used to watch, them things started changing. My mind started changing, and I wanted the things of God. He says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said that you'll prove that perfect will of God on your life. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I like to prove to people that I am a child of God. Don't you? Talking it ain't good enough. Wearing the t-shirt ain't good enough. Wearing the chain around your neck with a cross ain't good enough. The world we live in, you know what they want? They want you and I to prove to them that there is a God in heaven and he does change people. That's what they want in the world we live in. They want that in their life. That same man, I mean, I can't get him off my mind. I may not ever meet him again. But as me and him was talking, he was standing there, and he had that beer in his hand, Michelob Light. He had that beer in his hand, and he's telling me that y'all take religion, y'all take God too serious. You're taking it too serious. And my heart was screaming at him. Man, right now Satan's showing you the good time with that can. Let me tell you, as a pastor of a church and in the communities we live in, we see people, we see families destroyed by that can, by the stuff that's in that can. We see daddies not being daddies because of what's in that can. They can't prove nothing in their life. Their family's done given up on them because they're saying one thing and living a different way. I wanted to tell him so bad, it was screaming out inside of me. Man, you don't see the destruction of that can. Right now it's a heyday. Right now it's a party. Right now it's got your mind warped. But the Bible says, by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that good and acceptable will of God in your life. Folks, tonight, you know what God does? God saves you to prove to the world that he can save the sorriest sinner they are. Tonight, you're looking at the sorriest sinner may have ever have been. And I thank God for that tonight. I thank God that I wasn't the one that sat on the church pew and got saved when I was little and lived that life that I can. I thank God that I had to go to the pits of hell and he had to snatch me out from there. I thank God for that tonight. You know why? Because that proves in my life there is a God. I was one of them. You had to prove it to me. You couldn't just tell me. You had to prove it. And he proved it in my life. And I look around this room tonight and I see people that he's proved it in your life. He's proved it in your life. I've seen families put back together because God proved himself. I've seen marriages put back together because God proved himself. I've seen people that was about dead and God proved himself to them. And now they turned around and they're living for God. And they're proving to people that there is a God in heaven that loves you. He said, my will on your life, it can be known and it can be proved in your life. It can be proved in your life. You know, my wife over here, we've been married 21 years. I can tell her all day long, Brother Harold, I love her. Won't do a bit of good if I don't prove it to her. I love you back. The words are useless if I don't prove it. Folks, tonight, you know what Jesus did, what God did? He didn't just tell you he loved you. He proved it. When he hung on that old rugged cross, he said, I'm going to prove to you I love you. Now I want you to prove to me you love me. I want you to walk this walk called Christianity. Folks, I want you to know, don't take grace for granted. Don't drag grace through the mud. And I say that a lot here lately. Because it seems like it's in my face all the time. I'm saved. I'm saved by grace. I live any way I want to, and heaven's still going to be my home. I don't have to give up not one thing, and I'm still going to heaven because he loves me. I'm going to live the way I've always lived, and I'm going on to heaven. That ain't the way it works. There's a change comes in that man. There's a change. Woo! Glory to God. Hello! There's a change. Sister Vanda, there's a change, amen? You work with me. There's a change when God saves a person. He's not who he used to be, and it proves in his life or in her life that there's been a change. Let me show you the third thing tonight. Number one, he says tonight, it can be proven. You can know it, and it can be proven. But the third thing tonight is it, God's will in your life can be performed. So, preacher, I can't live it. No, you can't, but God can live it through you. I tell people that all the time. You can't. Like this morning, he said, if you believe, not if you behave, but if you believe. Folks, if you believe that gospel, if you believe God, and he saves that soul, then you'll start behaving the way God's called you to. A lot of times we want people to behave and then believe. If they believe, then they will behave. Let me go on with my point here. Glory to God. It's good in here tonight, amen? Maybe it's just I've been on vacation too much. Woo, glory. All right, number one, God's will can be known. Number two, God's will can be proved in your life. And the third thing is God's will can be performed in your life. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 10. It can be performed in your life. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 10, Paul said, "For I am ready to preach." He was ready to preach because he knew God's will on his life. It was proved, and then he was ready to perform it. He was ready to let God come through him and speak through him. Look here tonight. The third thing, God's will can be performed. What he says in Matthew 6:10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth." Well, that's where we're at. His will can be done in earth. So I won't never be able to live it till I die. No, you can live it now. Don't believe in Satan's schemes. You can live it now. You can have the good life now. Man, it's good. Being saved is good. Thank you. Amen. The saved life is good. The saved life is good. Say that tonight. The saved life is good. Man, it is good. He says in verse number 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." He says that it can be performed in our life daily because he gives us that daily bread of life daily in our life. As we partake of that daily bread on each and every morning we wake up, that gives us the opportunity to know God's will in our life. We can know it, we can be proved, and it can be performed in our life. Man, that performance, how it comes out and it does things in our life. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Used to, you'd blow up at the snap of a finger. Now when you don't blow up, you look around and you say, "I can't believe I didn't blow up." Used to get mad over anything, and now the things that used to make you just so mad, now it's like, man, God's got that. God's got that. God's got that. When you realize that he'll perform it in your life and you say, "God's got that," it makes all things better. God's will on your life, number one, can be known, can be proved, can be performed. And the fourth thing tonight I want to show you in Psalm 143:10 is God's will on your life can be taught. It can be taught. You must be taught the will of God on your life. Psalm 143:10, you must be taught the will of God on your life. You know how you teach a man to do something? By showing him. By showing him. God will teach you in your life. God will teach you how to be a parent. God will teach you how to be a husband. God will teach you how to be a wife. God will teach you how to be a good, good father. Psalm 143:10, the Bible says, "Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." God's will can be taught in our life because the Lord will teach us. The Lord will lead us by His Spirit because it's God's will in His, on our life that He teaches us how to walk the walk of Christianity in the way that we should. He teaches us how to walk. I remember, never forget, when I first got saved, I was in church. And they called out. It was in Sunday school, and they called out chapter and verse. Turn to such and such chapter and verse. I didn't turn there. I didn't know what chapter and verse. I didn't know what that stuff meant. What? I didn't know what it meant. We're going to be in the book of, and I was like, is that book in there? They'd call out a book of the Old Testament, and I'd be like, is that in here? I didn't know. I didn't know that I was supposed to put this in memorization in my heart. I didn't know that. You said, preacher, did you get that from staying at home and not attending church? No. I got that from coming to the house of God, sitting in Sunday school, sitting in Sunday morning, sitting in Sunday night, sitting in Wednesday night, listening, line up on line, here a little, there a little, precept, just a little bit here, a little bit there, a little, there a little, and it started coming alive in my life because the Spirit would teach me how to read the Word of God. Same as He does you, He'll teach you them things. Folks, tonight, if there's one thing He needs to teach me how to do, Lord, teach me to pray. Lord, teach me to pray. He says here tonight, we can be taught by the Word of God. Fifth thing tonight, and I hope you're writing this down, Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 50, if you'll turn with me there, not only can we be taught the will of God, but by doing the will of God on our life is proof of salvation. It's proof of salvation. You ever felt like you ain't saved? Hallelujah. Have you ever felt like, man, there's no way if I was saved, I'd have said that. There's no way if I was saved, I'd have done that. You ever felt like that? But God, hey, listen, you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not on what you do, but what on He did. But here's the thing. He teaches us and He walks with us along life's way. And then He says, hey, not only that, but there's proof that you're saved when you do My will. There's proof when you do My will that you are saved. Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 50, look with me here. For whoso, Matthew 12, 50, is proof of salvation in our life when we do His will. For whosoever shall do the will of My Father which is in heaven, written in red, Christ Jesus. For whosoever shall do the will of My Father which is in heaven, the same is My brother and sister and mother. Whoever does the will of the Father, you're in the family. Doing the will that God's called you to do, walking in His will. You've been saved, born again, and you're walking the way He has you to walk. You're either following Him or you're not following. Tonight, when you do His will in your life, you'll know. There'll be proof in your life. It'll provide some things in your life. And one thing that every born-again believer needs tonight is you need security. You need security in your salvation to know that God's got you. You don't have Him. God's holding you. You're not holding on to Him. Your hand ain't big enough to hold on to God. Right? I mean, if you ever seen the Great Smoky Mountains, like He took His fingers and reached in there and just dug it all out? Hey, you can't hold on to that hand. That hand's too big. You won't even get a fingernail off of it. But He's holding on to you tonight. You say, preacher, if that's the case, why am I going through the pain that I'm going through? The sixth thing tonight I want to share with you, that's God's will in your life is also painful. Not only is it proof, not only can it be performed, not only is it proved in your life, not only can it be taught and it can be known, but God's will in a believer's life is painful. It's painful. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 17, if you'll turn with me there. God's will on your life sometimes is painful. It's painful. Just as a mother gives birth, it's painful. It's painful. There's not a woman in this room who says, hey, giving a kid, having birthing a kid is easy. It's cakewalk. They wouldn't say that. They wouldn't say that. But you soon forget the pain, or you wouldn't have another one. Correct? You wouldn't have another one. But there's not a mom in this room also tell you tonight it ain't worth it. See, they'd tell you it's worth it. It's worth going through every bit of the pain to know that I've been birthed into the family of God. Tonight, it's worth everything that I've ever been through to know tonight that I got a home in heaven. And God's will is on my life tonight. Sometimes, man, I don't live the way I should and do the will that he asked me to do. But I'm telling you, when I'm not doing it, I know when I ain't doing it. He'll send one of y'all along. And y'all ain't got a clue. You'll open your mouth and say something, and it'll be like a coal of fire. Poured right down in there like a coal of fire. Because it's painful. You hear all these babies crying tonight. That's not a distraction. That's a blessing. I wish we had 72 more of them. Screaming, squalling, snotting, and carrying on. Maybe Austin Laws get 5 of them 72. Hey, we're family. Amen. I want him to be blessed. Right now, Bella May's a little bitty thing. She's a little bitty. But she's one of the greatest blessings ever happened to them two. You listen to me tonight, one of the greatest blessings. Ava, little bitty thing, great, one of the greatest blessings ever happened in your life. Mamas and daddies, can I get amen? Them babies you've got there, no matter if they 21, 41, 50, greatest blessing ever happened to you. When they was born into your family. Greatest blessing ever happened to you is when you was born into the family of God. And I'm talking about tonight, knowing God's will, it's got to be taught. There's people going to come in the years to come that ain't going to know how to, all they're going to do is get saved. They ain't going to know how to act. They're going to come in with a hat on. They're going to come in with dark sunglasses on probably. They're going to come in with a hat on their head. They're going to come in with dirty shoes, dirty feet, get the carpet dirty. They're going to come in even stinking. What we do, preacher? We love them. We love them up one side and down the other. Buy them some deodorant if you got to. But doing the will of God in our life is painful. It's easy to love when they look like you. It's easy to love them when they act like you. It's easy to love them when they do what you tell them to do. But when they don't do what you say, you still got to love them. 1 Peter 3:17, let's close out with this and we're going to baptize. 1 Peter 3:17, and the Bible says, 1 Peter 3:17, the Bible says, for it is better. For it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing. It's better for the will of God to be in your life and you suffer than for evil-doing. It's better for you to suffer doing the will of God than to suffer doing evil doing. I don't know what you're going, I don't know what none of us is going to face in the future. I don't have a clue. But I know what my Bible tells me. He tells me it's better that if I suffer for doing the will of God than doing evil. So tonight, I don't know what we're going to face. There may come a time they don't even want us to meet in this building. This building ain't the church. I'm looking at them. There's the church. And all the other churches got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Them folks that's been washing the blood, they the church too. That's right. And it's better for you and I to do the will of God than to do evil. So tonight, the will of God on your life is it can be known, it can be proved, it can be performed, it can be taught. And when that is, it proves to you that you're saved, even if you're going through painful situations. You remember what Job's friends told him? We've been studying Job in Sunday school. You sure there ain't no sin in your life? You shouldn't be going through all this. You done something wrong. Boy, what kind of friends are them? Amen. You don't need them on your sidekick. You know what I like when everything's going haywire and chaotic and that friend walks up and says, they don't care what's going on in your life. They don't want to know it. They just walk up and say, praying for you, brother. They can look at you and tell you're in turmoil and it's eating you slap alive. They ain't got to know all your ins and outs because it won't do them no good or burden them down. But they just say, hey, I'm praying for you. Tonight, God's will on your life and my life is this, that we pray for one another and that God brings his will to pass in our life and he proves it to us and that we do his will all the days of our life. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. Are you doing God's will tonight in your life? You know. I'm at church, ain't I, preacher? That don't mean you're doing God's will. There's been times I come to church, I've soon been at home. The only reason I come, I didn't want you calling me. I wouldn't know where I'd been. It's easier to sit for an hour than get a phone call about Monday. Yeah. Tonight, I pray that you're in God's will. Revival will break loose in this place when we get in His will. Allow His will to work in our life. I'm going to ask right now if she would. Brother, if you'll bring the sister this way, we'll present her to the church tonight. We're going to go to baptism.